Yesterday, Taoiseach Simon Harris said he would not be deterred from doing his job despite threats made against him and his family over the weekend. This morning, we're joined in studio by the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee. Good morning.
Good morning.
The post was on Instagram, levelled against Simon Harris, his wife and children, and refers to a weapon and threatens violence. Now, it's a matter being investigated by the Gardaí, so obviously we have to be careful on this. But what's your response to the fact that the threat was posted on Saturday, it seems, and remains sitting there over the bank holiday weekend?
Firstly, it's absolutely appalling that any kind of a threat would be made against our Taoiseach, but in particular that his wife and children would also be included in that threat. And whether it's a threat made online or in person, it's no less serious, nor is it taken any less seriously. Seriousness. The Gardaí are investigating it, and social media companies have an important role to play here in making sure that any kind of illegal content, that it's taken down as quickly as possible, as quickly as it's brought to their attention. And as you said, this is an ongoing case. We won't get into the details of it, but it is absolutely imperative that this type of content, particularly where it's brought to their attention, that it's taken down immediately, and then that Gardaí are able to continue with their investigations, because as I said, whether this is made in person or online, it's just as serious and it's taken as seriously
by
the
Gardaí. And that comes to the point, because we heard earlier from Kieran O'Connor from the Institute of Strategic Dialogue, who contended social media companies adopt a hands-off approach in which they prioritise growing their numbers over accountability, and he said bluntly there's an enforcement gap. Why is the government allowing that to happen?
Well, firstly, the area of self-regulation is over. We have now an online safety commissioner, one of the few countries to actually have an online safety commissioner, and the sole focus and role will be to make sure that social media companies, where there is harmful content but also where there's illegal content, that it's taken down, that social media companies play their part, and where they don't, that there are serious penalties imposed. Now, Commissioner Mann has only been established recently, and what it's working through at the moment is a code of conduct or a code of practice. My understanding is that will be finalised, or it'll be fully implemented by the end of the year, and this means that where social media companies are not compliant, where they're not engaging, there are very hefty and very serious fines that can and will be applied. But it is important to say that, you know, irrespective of that, and before those codes are finalised, Gardaí do work closely with social media companies. They work with Commissioner Mann already, and there has been that level of engagement. But I do think that we need to do more, and I do think that social media companies need to do more as
Because the Gardaí are saying social media companies should not be waiting on a complaint or an expression of concern from the Gardaí. They should be acting themselves.
Absolutely. And in many instances they do, but I think we all have experience, whether you're a public representative or not, where content has been posted either about you or other people and you make a complaint, and it often feels as though it's not maybe taken as seriously as it should, or it doesn't meet a threshold. So we need to make sure through these codes of conduct that where a certain threshold has been met, and that can often be the challenge, look, where, you know, you're trying to decide, well, what is harmful content, but where something is very clearly a crime. To threaten somebody online, it's an extremely serious crime. It is just as serious as doing it in person. So it shouldn't be taking social media companies any length of time to take down something that is clearly identified as a criminal offence, but also that Gardaí are requesting them to. Now, as I said, Gardaí do engage with social media companies, but there is more that needs to be done. And that is why we have Commissioner Mann. We wouldn't have set up Commissioner Mann if there wasn't an issue here or there wasn't a problem here.
OK, just one final issue or question on this issue, and then we'll move on. Do you agree with Taoiseach Micheál Martin, who told Radio Kerry, referencing the recent violence in Northern Ireland and Great Britain, I think Elon Musk and X are problematic?
Do you know, I'm not even going to comment on the particular individual, because I don't think
the platform then.
Well, I think social media companies and platforms have a lot to answer for, yes. I think it is now much easier for people to be anonymous. That's why in my recent bill that I've brought forward on defamation, I'm going to make it easier for people to unmask these people who say what they want on social media and feel that they can hide behind a social media account. But I think we need to focus more and tackle more these types of algorithms. So if you click on a particular link, and it's not just X, could be YouTube, it could be any type of social media, and you start looking at particular content because of the algorithms, because I suppose the focus is to sell or to sell particular products, you get sent down a rabbit hole and you don't see other types of influences, you don't see other types of information, and so often people then become focused on particular issues without you know, listening to mainstream media without getting different points of view. And that has resulted in so much of the conflict that we see online. So I do think there's absolutely more that we need to do, not just in Ireland, but globally, to make sure that social media companies do not have such a hold and the ability to create okay. these tunnels that people go down, which can really lead them with very opposing views, very dangerous views, and can often result in the scenes that we've seen in the last few weeks and the last few months, not just in Northern Ireland, but of course in our own country here and globally
you,
as well.
You mentioned masks there. You said that you wanted to introduce a ban on wearing of masks at protests. When and how will that happen?
So I've been working with the Attorney General and my own team in the department. I hope to bring forward proposals in the new term, obviously, when we come back in September, and to see this implemented as soon as possible. It shouldn't be a large piece of legislation, but I mean, it's very clear there's a difference between somebody heading to work on a cold winter's morning, covering their face from the cold, as opposed to somebody standing threatening Gardaí or outside somebody's home threatening
Could
them.
Could that be done in months?
It can be done in months, absolutely, but we need to get it right. We need to make sure that the laws are correct here, but nobody should be able to intimidate without being identified, or even that in wearing itself is an intimidation, and we shouldn't be allowing that.
You're publishing the general scheme of the Life Sentence Bill 2024, which contains proposals to give judges the discretion to recommend minimum periods in prison for those sentenced to life imprisonment. Am I right in thinking that this is a non-binding recommendation, and so the parole board will retain the right to disregard a judge's recommendation?
So this isn't binding, and I've looked at this very carefully, but what this will do will place a legal requirement on the parole board to take into account what a judge has said. So I have listened to victims, I've listened to victims' groups, I've listened to judges themselves who have expressed a frustration that while a life sentence obviously is applied where you have mandatory sentences handed down for murder and treason, we don't have treason too often, but for murder, and also you have other types of sentences where a life sentence can be handed down, there is no ability for the judge at the time who has heard all of the evidence, where it may be a particularly heinous case, to set a minimum tariff. So with this law, a judge will be able to, having heard all of the evidence, say that I believe this case is so heinous that this person should not get out of prison before 30 years or even beyond that. There will be a legal requirement for the parole board to take that into consideration. It's important, though, that they're able to retain the role that they have. And obviously, parole boards hear and see and engage with prisoners at a much later stage. They take into consideration how they've behaved in prison, whether they've shown remorse, have they engaged with education or any other ways. And they take that on board. But the work that they have done to date, they've been extremely considered in their approach and taking on board all of the facts. And I have no doubt that the parole board will take into consideration what a judge has said at the time.
And how quickly can you advance this? Once again, we're looking at legislation being introduced, and yes, there is a stop clock, and that relates to a general election which could come in March or could come earlier.
It will be next year. So this now has to go to our Justice Committee to make sure that there is oversight and scrutiny by the
Oireachtas. Is there any chance it's going to be introduced before the next general election?
Well, again, without knowing when the election will be, it will be next year. So, okay. You know, but at the same time, you know, we need to get this right. It has to go through the Houses. There's other legislation before the Houses at the moment, but I absolutely expect that this can be enacted next year.
Just one last question. The Irish Times is reporting a row between Garda rank and file members and management over expenses, which could undermine British Prime Minister Keir Starmer's first visit to Ireland. Are you concerned?
No, I'm not concerned. I mean, we have always and we will continue to provide the right kind of security and adequate security for any visits to our shores. We're really looking forward to the Prime Minister's first visit since becoming Prime Minister. We're working to develop and to enhance and to build on our relationships. In fact, this afternoon I have a conversation with our new Home Secretary and my counterpart in the UK. But, you know, this is a matter, and the matter that you refer to is before the WRC. Gardaí themselves and the associations have fought hard to make sure that they have access to this type of apparatus of the state. So I have no doubt that the issue itself can be resolved through the WRC. And I have no doubt that the security that will be needed and is needed for this type of visit, that it can be and will be provided.
Justice Minister Helen McEntee, thank you very much for joining us.